man, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back live and in living color coming to you from Toward the Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. What up, dude?
We are 25% back and living color.
Well, hold on a second. You gave in a little.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, how did I give in?
Because we're closer than 6 feet.
We are.
Now, you did ask.
Yes.
You asked permission.
Of course.
But I'm just saying, you've already lightened up a little.
I'm already 25% closer to you in physical space and 100% closer spiritually.
Well, yeah, because you've never been close, so 100%.
But can I stop the show for a second?
You always do put us to it.
Before we announce these awesome guests that we have, before we talk about anything else that we have going on, can I just stop and say congratulations, Randy Harris and the Harris family, for the birth of Nell. You are now a grandfather.
Again.
Okay. Nell, meaning bright, shining light.
She is.
And congratulations to the entire family Harris clan.
Well,
so congratulations, buddy.
Very cool. But as you have since found out, she's not going to change me.
Oh, she's going to change
me. Oh, no, she's not.
She will.
I already told you. You
haven't softened your edges a little bit?
None. Even when I'm holding her, I'm not going to throw her against the wall just yet. Well, you know, I do have that phobia.
What phobia?
No, I have a phobia. Seriously.
Okay.
You know, I'm not joking. This is serious. It's things that I would never do, okay?
Okay.
So let me be clear.
Okay.
I would never do.
Right.
But I have these thoughts all the time.
Okay.
I have a problem, like the old Pinellas Park Mall.
Okay.
Or really any two-story mall, but this happened a lot in the Pinellas Park Mall. I would walk in there, and I would walk to the end, you know, so you're like overlooking the first floor.
Sure.
And I've thought about jumping.
Okay.
Now, I would never jump.
Right.
But I have that.
Sure. Right?
You know, it's weird. It's just weird. So, I do think some weird stuff.
Jeez.
Again, I would never do
quarantine it. Quarantine life is not easy, folks. I mean, I think a lot of people are going through that, though. I mean, like, that's what they say about the mental stress. Like,
quarantine has nothing to do with it.
You're just...
Yeah, zero to do with it.
Batshit crazy, though.
You know, because... And we're going to talk about yesterday's press conference with your main event and your co-main event. First of all, riddle me this, Batman.
Yes.
Now, I understand. But explain to me how the main event of Tony Ferguson and Justin Gaethje is the main event. Explain it to me.
What do you mean? It's the last fight of the night.
I know what a main event is. One is for a fake interim title.
Right.
And one is the title.
Right.
Now, I understand it's Tony Ferguson, it's Justin Gaethje, bigger names. I get that. But... one's a real title.
Right.
And one's a stand-in title.
Sure.
You don't think it should be the other way around?
Yes, of course. The belt always matters. It always trumps everything.
It should.
Every athlete we talk to, the ring, the championship, the trophy, it supersedes any personal accomplishments or any status.
Also, and I'll lay out the who's on today's program in a second. Also, after listening to all four yesterday, one sells. I get that. You know, the Henry Cejudo, Dominic Cruz, and the bitching back and forth, and Cejudo being what he is, and I'm at this point still not sure what that is, compared to what I felt was the professionalism of Justin Gaethje and Tony Ferguson. You know, their respect for each other.
Well, that's what martial arts is.
It's supposed to be.
At its root, that's what it's supposed to be. Is a respect for the art, respect for the craft, respect for the other opponent, the other warrior. Not all the trash talking that it became with the McGregor era.
Well, one sells.
Well, yeah. Well, but if you're going to make a splash to get more eyes on you, you have to do the antics to drum up pay-per-view.
I said this year, two, 3 years ago, whatever, that I didn't think it was possible, but Daniel Cormier is going to make John Jones a fan favorite. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Just because of Cormier being Cormier. I feel like we're reliving that because Henry Cejudo is making people like Dominick Cruz.
Sure.
And there's been a lot of people that don't like Dominick Cruz.
Sure. Oh, a lot.
But after yesterday's press conference, I might be leaning that way. You know, where I normally don't care. I'm just the whole gimmick of Henry Cejudo is stale.
You don't like it?
I don't.
You know, like the bend the knee, the triple
all,
C?
Well, first, it's all stupid. First of all, the bend the knee is ridiculous.
You don't like that he uses the word cringy every other word?
What I did like is when I was watching the Four Letter Network and Kurt Angle did the intro. Now, that was cool.
I didn't see it.
It really was cool. Kurt Angle kind of first saying, it's Kurt Angle. I won the gold medal with a broken freaking neck and blah, 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 blah. And then he brought in Henry Cejudo, the triple C, the this, that.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And then he went to, one thing is for sure, he doesn't suck or it doesn't suck. Because that's the big chant, you know, whenever Kurt Angle would come out. Who, by the way, just recently got laid off.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And I think I mentioned it a week or two ago. So did Sabu Piscitelli.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lost his
job. Oh, that's your boy.
Yeah.
That's your boy.
You know, I really wanted him to succeed because, hey, he is a good dude.
Once a buck, always a buck. Isn't that kind of your
no,
lingo?
That's not my lingo.
No.
Because most don't really care. Most athletes, you know, and I kind of put a thing up in some of my Monday night press box. People got upset at my comment. You know, as things were coming out about Jameis Winston and that buck this and buck that. And I said, you know, let's be real honest. And I know this will offend fans, which is short for?
Fanatics.
Fanatics. These players don't care.
Right. It's
they
a job.
Really don't. It's a job.
Right. Now, before we introduce our lineup of the day, and it's a stacked card, by the way, but before we get to that, like, what was the point? I mean, Jameis Winston was about to receive a $27 million year extension. He signs for just over a million with the Saints. What's the real story, do you believe, as why he took such a low pay cut, why he put such a low value on his worth, or is there more to the story?
I don't really think there's more to the story. I don't, you know, some people said that he wants to beat the Bucs. Well, of course, any time you leave, it doesn't matter if you leave as your Jameis Winston or if you're Kwon Alexander. It doesn't matter. When you leave a team, let's be real honest. When I leave this show and I leave it in your hands,
yes.
I'm going to go to another show and beat your brains in.
Oh, that will be number one always.
I will be, right.
No,
there won't be we because I'm taking the equipment with me. But, you know, that's just common sense. I don't think he signed with the Saints because he wanted to sit on the bench and beat the Bucs.
Because he's a third string quarterback at the Saints.
Third or second. You know,
well, he may if Breeze like moves aside. And
well, no, Breeze is number one. Breeze is your guy.
Of course.
You know, is some of it, you know, I'm naive. I believe anybody. I believe everybody. He's going to learn under Peyton. He's going to learn under Breeze. It's a one-year deal. He can go somewhere else next year. I don't think it's because he wants to beat the Bucs. I don't think that.
Do you think it was an injury thing? Do you think he needed a year to recover? Is there something more to... Like, do you think he just needs to ride it easy on the bench and just kind of get his body right?
No, I don't think his body has anything to do with it. It's his mind.
Yeah.
You know, his mind threw half of those interceptions.
It was his eyes, because but now he has LASIK.
Yeah.
I can see.
I like his comment. Now I can see.
Right. it is pretty funny, like, with the meme. It says, like, seven, you know, throws, touchdowns to Bucs players, 10 to Saints players. So.
Well, and the joke is that now he'll hit more Bucs receivers
right.
You know, when he plays against them. You know, I don't have any hate for the guy.
Right.
I truly don't. And my comment that I put on Facebook was, and I believe this, it's just like anything. Somebody that works at your pizzeria, if he can make more money, or if he doesn't like you, or he doesn't like the staff, or he's just tired of it, I have no problems. Go somewhere else. Go across the street to the pizza shop.
Sure.
When you leave a team, and it's not just the Buccaneers, if you leave the UFC, Ryan Bader, good for you.
You're supposed to be a champion no matter where you go. And to be a champion, you have to fight everybody below you, no matter who it is.
I'm not quite sure what that has to do with.
Well, like Tony Ferguson, for example. He doesn't care who he has to fight. Because to be the champion, he has to beat everyone.
No, I understand that. I'm saying when an athlete, player, employee leaves, Jameis Winston leaves, Alexander leaves, go. I mean, you're always going to better yourself. And you don't owe Tampa Bay fans, Tampa Bay former players, anybody but your inner circle, and your inner circle mainly being your family. You know, all these people that are, well, I liked Winston. I like, great. Either then keep liking them. Don't keep liking them. It doesn't matter. It just drives me crazy. All right. Before we hit our first break, let's run down the schedule.
Let's do it.
Coming at the bottom of the hour, the return of, what is he, the Prince of Darkness? What's Greg Hardy?
I mean, I don't know. Prince Albert?
No.
I don't know. Prince Harry? How many princes are there? I don't know. Well, I have no idea.
The Prince of War. The
Prince of War?
Yeah.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, the Prince of War.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did he make that himself?
That's his Twitter, Greg, the Prince of War Hardy.
We got to ask him if he made that himself. Because aren't you supposed to get a nickname? It's supposed to be given to you?
I'm going to just say he's cool, no matter what. If he gave it to himself, are you going to complain?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Absolutely, I am.
No, you're not.
You make fun of me for...
You're now gone. I'm getting rid of you. And now that we have certain things established at the Fathership, we can welcome back Mike Perry.
Yes.
So Mike Perry is scheduled to be on in the second hour. We're going to reach out to Dave Feldman. Hopefully everything is okay. Last week he had some issues. Dave Feldman will come back on. He has some announcements to make as well.
Awesome.
And then Nico Price is driving to Jacksonville as we speak.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Have him stop by.
So,
on the way.
Yeah, sure.
Grab a slice.
They're going to grab a Q-tip is what they're grabbing. They all get tested once they go to Jacksonville. And Tony Ferguson showed. He filmed him being tested yesterday.
Okay.
I guess they take that Q-tip and stick it.
All the way up in your nose.
To the back
of your brain. Yeah. Right? That's where you get the good stuff at. That's where you keep all the good stuff.
It's definitely out there. So yeah. We're going to talk a lot about this weekend
right.
and the return of the UFC. We're going to talk about what's going on in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, as Gronk. And now he's come out and I guess allegedly said he's had the playbook.
Yeah, for 4 or 5 weeks now.
Why do people say things?
I don't know.
There's a reason, Matthew McClellan, that I tell you. Keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
Because when you open it, you put your foot in it, and you give out information that you don't want to give out.
True.
Admitting that you had a playbook before you're signed or traded is not a very good alleged look.
But don't they all have the playbooks? By, I mean, look.
You think you're on the team.
Right. But there's so much, like all that stuff. I mean, like, I have a pizza recipe. But you think that these guys, when they go work for some competitor, they don't take my recipe and give it to them? We all use the same stuff now. Isn't the NFL the same thing?
Yeah, well, you
same
just,
scheme,
you
same
just
plays.
If you have an employee leave and go somewhere else, he takes it with him.
Right.
You're claiming, and allegedly, Gronk had the playbook before he was a Buccaneer.
Right, I know that.
That's a different story. There's something wrong with that.
Well, that's why they have
Rob.
5 championship rings.
Rob, keep your mouth shut. It's a closed circle. You don't go out on Twitter and say things. That's why I get yelled at by you and everybody else. Stay off Twitter. You seen my most recent rant on Twitter?
No.
I'll let you know it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
There you have it, Justin Gaethje, your main event Saturday night. UFC back. Looking forward to it.
And what's he fighting for again?
A fake belt.
Interim.
Yeah, a fake belt. Interim belt.
Do they have a lower a level below interim belt? Like,
yeah, it's Henry Cejudo's. All right, so I'll tell you the story of what happened at a local grocery establishment in the Tampa Bay area in a minute.
Okay.
But first, and you need to describe this, okay, because it's radio.
Right.
Describe the picture that you're looking at.
I'm looking at a can of cashews. Looks like maybe mixed nuts, possibly, in a jar.
Well, in a can.
Okay.
Are they whole or are they pieces?
They look whole, but some of them are broken and then smaller pieces.
So it's pieces. It's not whole, right?
Right.
Now slide to the left so you can see the other photo of the can. You see the can?
Your grinder account?
No.
No.
You're such an idiot. What does it say on the can right there?
A whole cashews.
So it's whole cashews, but they're pieces
so
inside.
So they've been broken up.
Yeah.
So they were handled not with care.
No. Being handled...
They got broken properly in transport, like the dropped?
That many?
Why? Well, I don't know how forcefully it was dropped.
Mr. Peanut tried to pull a fast one, so Mr. Peanut tried.
Gotta watch out for that guy. Salty.
I remember vividly when I would we would drive up to Philadelphia back in the day when we were young, because that's where the family lived. We would always go to Atlantic City, go to the boardwalk, and Mr. Peanut would always walk up and down the boardwalk.
Oh, really?
Yep. He had little planters there.
Okay.
It was
because I remember a few years ago we interviewed the Coca-Cola representative, you know, in Atlanta. And I talked about how, like, peanuts in a Coke bottle is like a Southern tradition. And so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
No, good for you.
Well, maybe we get a sponsorship from Planters.
I'd rather one from Coke.
That's true. Diet Coke.
God, it's everybody has their crack of choice, and mine is Diet Coke.
Yes.
Three times a week I have to go. I got to Google where are they on sale.
Is it cheaper at like that Restaurant Depot thing? Can I get a
hookup
on some Diet Cokes?
It's not cheaper there.
Really?
Yeah, there's only certain things that are cheaper there, like, you know, in bulk, paper products, some things. But yeah, it's like Sam's Club. I mean, is Sam's Club really cheaper?
No.
Even though it sells in bulk?
No. Not really. So let's start to look for Saturday night. We'll worry about Wednesday. We'll worry about next Saturday when the time has come. Really, we can worry about both of those next week. Total stacked card.
It's crazy.
Nico Price, I believe, is your main event on the prelim card. So I have a great question for Nico when he's on.
Okay.
And normally I don't like to throw it out, but I'm going to ask you what you would do. I know what I would do. Nico, I think the fights start 6:30
okay.
Eastern, I think.
Okay.
Nico would fight by 7:30.
Okay.
Right? So his fight has to be over, obviously, by 8 because that's when, you know, the prelim starts. So let's just say his fight ends at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
What would you do if you were Nico Price? I understand depending on the outcome.
You win or not.
Win, lose, are you hurt, are you whatever.
Okay.
What would you do?
After your fight is over?
As soon as your fight's
over. I'm going straight to watch the rest of the fights.
I would get in my car and drive home.
Why?
Why not?
You don't want to be there for that epic,
no.
Like this first. You're part of history.
If I'm a fighter, it's one thing if you're a fan like you. You know, if you're a hammer, you know, like you, a tool. But, you know, these guys, this is their job. Yeah,
My name is Matt, but I'm not Matt the Hamill Hammer.
No,
Hamill.
You're just the hammer.
No, I'm not even the hammer. That's not even my nickname.
Did you used to sing that song, I Wish I Was a Hammer,
no.
You know, in elementary school?
With the Peter Gabriel sledgehammer or something?
I don't know.
Sledgehammer. Are there any sledgehammer nicknames in the UFC?
I don't know.
That would be a great nickname for somebody. Let's research that.
First of all, you're not going to research anything.
I'll call myself that. Matthew the Sledgehammer McClellan.
Because you were supposed to do that about how many people have the same nicknames.
Yeah. Well, that's it. My official fight name is the Sledgehammer.
After you have your fifth amateur fight, I will dub you the Sledgehammer.
Seriously?
Yeah, after your fifth amateur fight. Okay.
I should be like, but it's got to be some pizza related.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will name you anything you want to be named.
The tenderizer. Like the meat tenderizer.
But that's not pizza related.
But I can like beat them up like that. Like that's my signature move. That's how I finish them fighting.
Oh, I'm sure it is. That's not right. That is not right.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so we got fights coming up or something?
some good fights.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, you know, it's a stacked card. You know, there's, I believe, 3 main events that were supposed to be main events on other cards are on this.
I can't even get the link to populate.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe
you should just know who's fighting.
Well, I know that the first fight of the night is Sam Alvey, our boy. So, shout out to Sam Alvey. So, yeah, the prelims start at 8. Early prelims, 6:30.
Right. So, I'm saying he can be done and in the car and on the way home by 8:30.
But why wouldn't you want to be around for the festivities? I mean, the BKFC, for example. They go to the fight, then the guys go out in the crowd, and they sit in the crowd, and they got their faces all bleeding. They do.
No, they don't.
At the BKFC? Of course they do. In Tampa?
Are we talking BKFC or are we talking?
But I'm saying, like, the fighters, like, don't
the
they
fighters
want to be,
don't really come out anymore like they
but
used they, to.
But that's what makes it great, though.
I'm gonna punch this kid right now.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's nice to have people in the restaurant after a quarantine.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's nice to
hear the sound of pitter patter feet. You're a grandpa now. You know, like, you should love these sounds.
No.
You're gonna be used to these sounds for the next 6 years.
I guarantee you, my granddaughter will not whine.
Your granddaughter is a Harris. She will absolutely complain about airlines, about people at Publix, about banking systems, customer service.
That's me.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Randy Harris.
I'm telling you. You know, my kids aren't like me.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. They are pretty nice.
Wait a second. What's that mean?
I don't think they've ever filled up a complaint box.
Not filled it up.
Oh, you filled it up.
So did you pull it up?
I can't. I don't. My link won't. It's broken.
Okay.
All that money, ESPN can't get a link that works.
Where do you want to start? I've got it.
You got it?
You want to start at the bottom, work your way up?
Sure.
Sam Alvey and Ryan Spann?
We love Sam Alvey.
Charles Rosa, Bryce Mitchell. We were trying to get Bryce on.
Bryce Mitchell.
Yeah,
isn't that the kid that tore his thing?
Yeah, his peanuts.
His manhood. So he broke his peanuts.
He broke his peanuts as well. Your main event of the early prelim is Vincent and Nico Price.
That's amazing.
What was going to be a main event headliner is your first card on the prelim, Uriah Hall and your boy Jacare.
Jacare Souza.
Are you still friends with him?
Jacare?
Yeah, he's still in there.
The Crocodile Hunter?
Yeah. Michelle Watterson.
The Karate Hottie.
Verdum.
Fabricio coming back. Are you excited about that?
Oh, you know.
Did you think he knew he was going to fight? Because when we saw him in Tampa a couple months ago, he didn't really look in fight shape.
There was talk of him going to BKFC.
Right, that's what I thought he was doing with Vanderlei. I thought that's why they were here promoting that, so to announce something. I kind of figured that's where he was heading. But
your main event on that undercard, the return of Cowboy. If Cowboy can pull off what he wants to do, it would be absolutely unbelievable.
To beat Pettis?
No. He wants to fight Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Oh.
He wants to stay and fight all three nights.
But didn't he just come out and say that he didn't want to fight the last fight? Like 2 days out, he mentally checked out. He wasn't into it. He against McGregor.
But he'll be mentally in for paychecks. Three paychecks in less than 7 days?
I mean, come on.
Can you imagine that?
He's already got the record of the most fights in UFC history.
Oh, I would. There's no way it'll happen. He won't fight twice, but could you imagine if he fought all three times?
So if he gets knocked out, then he'll be suspended from the commission. He can't fight for 30 days or 60 days.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets a scratch on him.
But if he wins, then it would be eligible, I guess, for Wednesday.
I just don't see any way that he will come out without any bangs, anything, where he would be able to fight four days.
Yeah, not against a guy like Pettis, the former champ, young, explosive.
Then your main card, Greg Hardy, some people questioning, the Hardy-Castro fight on that main card when you have Michelle Watterson, on the lower one, the main event that I talked about, Uriah Hall and Jacare.
Is that another one of those classic examples of, people want to see Greg win or lose? Like, there's equal fans?
I don't know if it's that, honestly, as much as it's two huge heavyweights. This is going to be a interesting fight.
Now, sure.
Some people have mentioned to me that they're both so dangerous that it may just be dancing for three rounds.
So it's another one of those Romero fights where they don't want to avoid a strike.
Right. Nagano?
Pez Dispenser? Is he the one that caused the Wolverine to knock his head off?
the best part, and you know what, I'm going to save it. The best thing that I heard in the press conference yesterday came from Justin Gaethje, and it's a request that he put out to Tony Ferguson.
Okay.
We'll talk about that, and hopefully Greg Hardy when we return. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back in the July Tour de Pizza, hanging out, getting ready for Saturday. We're excited. Saturday will not get here quick enough for us. Imagine what it's going to be like for our next guest. Let's welcome back to the program, the Prince of War, Greg Hardy. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Great. Tell us how you're feeling, what a couple days out from. Probably more eyes are going to be on this fight card than probably any in the history of the sport.
I'm excited, man. I got me and my generals ready. We're building a campfires outside of Jacksonville. We're about to raid the whole city, brother. It's time for war.
How is it, first and foremost, how are you, how have you been, and how have you been trying to keep, you know, sane with the crazy times that we're all going through right now?
I'm doing phenomenal, man. You know, I'm blessed living in a time where I get to wake up every day and with a smile on my face and see my kids. So I've just been basically working out, man. I've been driving back and forth a lot to training camp. You know, we've been on and off for two or three times now, but you know, with everything the way that it is, I can say that for me, man, it's going as best as it could, you know, so I'm super ecstatic.
You know, very few people have had the opportunity that I have. I cover the NFL, I cover MMA, it's my two loves and passions. You know, a lot of MMA fans don't realize, you know, what you guys have gone through, you know, a football practice. But talk about the difference of preparing for a practice, you know, back in the NFL days and what you have to do on a daily basis now as an MMA fighter.
You know, I think, honestly, that's what prepares me the most to fight the way that I do and as much as I do, man, because I get ready for practice. You know, I don't know if a lot of guys do that. I haven't really researched a lot of other guys' rituals and stuff like that. But, you know, for football, you're there at 6, 7 in the morning already, man. You're steam rooming, you're hot tubbing, you're cold tubbing, you're taping wrists, knees, ankles, you know, you're getting ready for war just for practicing every single day. And just having to take that kind of measure for MMA has helped me stay in the right mindset and get the most out of every single practice.
What would you say is the biggest difference? Me just being the media guy that covers both sports, I would probably say the food spread, because I know what, at least they do here in Tampa, that they get. That's probably my biggest difference.
There is nothing like the NFL, man, I'll tell you that. You know, the 2 squares a day in between practices with the snacks, man, it's top-notch treatment, you know. And it does come with a little ups and downs. You know, you do have to be on a schedule. You are under the control of a lot of guys. And the difference is, and then MMA, you got to wake yourself up. You got to feed yourself. You got to take care of your nutrition. You got to handle weight cuts. You got to do a lot of things mentally, physically by yourself. So it's a whole different world. I miss that salmon, you know, the protein burritos, all the good stuff, man.
I remember vividly, and you know, we won't stay talking too much NFL, but I remember back in the day, the old one, Buck, and I used to chuckle, you know, here's NFL players, and the spread was so good that they used to, you know, box it up, and they would take food home for dinner. I'm like, this is always incredible.
Always. Got to get a to-go plate, man.
You just mentioned it, Greg, and so many players have told me on my player show when I have alumni players on, the biggest adjustment is getting used to having to get yourself up, having to make your own schedule, having to, you know, show up for practice, you know, once you retire from the NFL. How difficult has that been to stay on a structure, you know, that it's now on you? It's not up to your coaches and your assistants to call you.
You know, it's very hard, honestly. It's not an easy task at all, but I'm one of the blessed ones. Just, you know, I left the NFL right around my Pro Bowl time, right around the peak of my career, so I was doing more. You know, as you know, you have to do more to be a Pro Bowler, and you have to do more to excel at the level that I did. So I was used to already getting up before I had to get up, and in that, it kind of instilled a lot of good habits into me that transitioned over into my MMA career. But even still, man, like, just managing the hours in the day, you know, even once I get up and once I do the things that I'm used to doing, like, it's making the good decisions after that. You know, it's eating the right thing and being able to get up and go get the food and meal prep while you're tired instead of having people cook for you. It's a burden, man. It's a burden, I'll tell you that.
How has training camp been, you know, in the times that we're in right now? You know, I'm sure you haven't had the same amount of sparring partners and coaches and, you know, haven't had the access, I would imagine. How difficult has that been for you?
It's been a solitary process. You know, I wouldn't say it's very much so difficult because MMA is a one-on-one sport, and you do need to spend a lot of time with yourself and reflecting and shadow boxing and working on yourself. But there is a lot that goes into it that you do need another person for. So I've just been supplementing that kind of stuff with bags, and you know, I've had a real great partner in Michael Saltos, and Justin Willis came through a couple of times, and we've had a lot of great guys. So as much as I can, I've been getting it in, but just a lot of solitary time working on myself and doing those things that, you know, you don't really get time to do when you got a lot of guys in the gym running around.
True. Your thoughts on, you know, well documented with the times that we're in, and I hate to keep bringing up the times, but it's what we're in. You're going to be fighting, you know, in front of maybe 6 people on Saturday night, an empty gym. Thoughts about that, an empty arena, not a gym. But give me your thoughts on what that feeling, you anticipate that feeling to feel like.
Oh, you know, I think it's going to feel like the whole beginning of my career in MMA, man. I am one of the unique guys that had a developmental contract, so I spent a lot of time in the Contender Series and that with, you know, 10 or 12 people around fighting in silent fights and in smaller events in a high school gym. So
what we have been told by, you know, a lot of people at the UFC is to anticipate that you'll be able to hear a whole lot more as we're watching it on TV, not necessarily hearing the coaches and, you know, the talk kind of like the Ultimate Fighter, but that you're going to be able to hear and possibly even feel, hopefully not, you know, your punch. When you land a punch, the sound is going to come through the TV screen, and that we're going to be able to hear that.
Yes, sir. Just like you would in a football field, man. When it gets quiet, you can hear that pop. You know, and I think it's going to make it another level of entertaining, honestly.
It is going to be, you know, different. When I was on the field a couple times, and you can hear, you know, the cracks on a football field, it's so different than sitting in the stands or watching it on TV.
Whole another level, man. It gives the game a different character. You know, it makes it more real in essence.
What is going through your mind, you know, in your past fights? You know, we can't talk about a fight that hasn't happened yet. But what are you thinking? Or are you not really thinking at all and you're just kind of on, you know, autopilot?
You know, for me, man, it goes into doing a lot of prep work. I have focused a lot on game plan, you know, trying to bring that whole watching film and game planning week by week for football into MMA, opponent by opponent, with my coaches and Dean Thomas and stuff like that. So we've mostly prepared for every fight, and it's just been a calculated attack on the game plan every single time, staying within inside my game plan and reacting in appropriate ways.
What, since you brought up both of our brothers from another mother, Dean Thomas, what has Dean brought to the table for you? What has his game brought to your game, and how has he helped you?
You know, he has infinite wisdom, man. You know, I like to call him the father of traditional MMA, man. Like, because really there was a different set of rules, a different set of guys, a different set of everything. And then right when he was coming up and making his name, it became MMA that we know and love. And that's where he thrived and developed all of his ground-and-pound, hand control, a lot of different things and aspects he excelled at into his game. So wisdom, man, and being around somebody that has the answers for a big guy, small guy, medium guy was a blessing, dude. It helped my maturity and my flow tremendously.
Dean is definitely a good dude. Before I let you go, you know, let's talk briefly about the fight on Saturday. Give me your thoughts, you know, on your undefeated opponent, DeCastro. Let's talk
briefly about the fight on Saturday. I mean, he seems like a good guy. He's acting respectfully. I have nothing but respect for him, and I can't wait to go to war with a fellow warrior, man. I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, after the Volkov fight, I was really excited about getting another banger so I could get in there and do my thing, not really have to worry about the craziness and just go to war, you know, like the prince is supposed to.
So speaking of the Prince of War, like, how did the nickname come about, Greg? How did you acquire that?
Well, man, you know, I've always dominated, and I've always seen myself as one of the best athletes on the planet. And I'm slowly starting to prove it. And when I was thinking about myself in MMA, man, I didn't want to abandon my royalty. I didn't want to abandon the ability and come in as a peasant and undermine myself, you know, sell myself short. But at the same time, I didn't also want to lay false claims to something that I hadn't earned yet, you know, because the biggest part of being royalty, the biggest part of being a king or being the lord of war would be earning that spot, you know, making that title mean something. And to do that, you know, I would definitely have to show. So that's where it came from, man. It was the base of I'm royalty. You know, I've done what most men could never do three or four times over. And Prince is just to let you know that I'm here to earn it. No, I'm
that's
on
awesome,
my way
man.
To becoming a king, and I will take it.
That's great, Greg. And, you know, a couple weeks ago we had Dominic Reyes on, and I still remember you coming on the program, you know, some time back and talking about how football gave you such a huge athletic advantage over your competition from being a football player. And Dominic Reyes backed you up on that statement, man. So I shout out to all you guys for coming from the gridiron to the octagon, man. Much respect.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Final thing for you, Greg. Are you going to be able to contain your excitement over the next couple days? You know, or are you going to kind of like look at the watch? Oh, it's Thursday now. I can't wait till Saturday. It's Thursday night. Let's count it down. Which are you going to be able to do?
But like you said, man, we're in the midst of a pandemic. You know, the world is crazy. Everybody's been panicking. And with this fight that Damon has put together, dude, it's kind of like an ease on the culture for me. You know, so I'm going to enjoy every single day. Like, I'm just excited being out. I'm excited being able to get back to work. So I think for me, it's just going to be enjoying every moment all the way up until this time to flip the switch into the Prince of War mode.
I cannot wait for Saturday. I'm sure you can as well. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your address again so we can send you more 8-Man Strong. And I don't remember if I did, and I know we were on a little text together, but when Wicked Good Cupcakes opens back up, I will send you some more Wicked Good Cupcakes as well.
I'm looking forward to it, heavyweight style.
Greg, thank you very much. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother. You guys have a great day.
You as well, Greg Hardy. Don't blink, you know, because it's going to be a fun fight to watch.
Yeah. No, it's. And you know what I like about Greg, man? He always comes like, You talked about coming from football, and like, and then he's putting all his energy into this, and he wants to do other stuff as well. He came from the track and field, I believe. You know, so he's always trying to test the versatility of what he can do, you know, professionally. It's awesome to see.
Well, and you know, the thing that I also like is, you know, and let's be honest, we all know there's people that are rooting for him to lose.
Sure.
And I enjoy watching athletes that have that. You know, they're not only out there to prove something to their haters, but they're out there to prove something to themselves.
Sure.
This guy, you know, was a big name, was a household name in the NFL.
Absolutely.
And now he's trying to do the same and earn the same. And what better place to start than with Dean Thomas? And I'm very excited of the relationship. You know, Dean and I have had many conversations about Greg.
That's your boy.
And Dean is one of my
guys.
That's
your boy.
You know, I mean, as you know, I know a lot of guys. But Dean and I go way, 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 way back.
So the question is,
yeah,
you have a granddaughter. How many days old?
What is today? Wednesday?
So, was it last Thursday?
Was it Thursday or Wednesday?
I don't know.
I
don't think it was the day of the show, was it?
All right, so it was Thursday. So she was born Thursday.
So 6 days old. So
at 6:48 in the morning.
So the first person from the MMA community to hold your baby would be?
It will
be? Your granddaughter. Well, like the first person that you would allow to hold, you get to pick anyone in the fight combat world.
Whoever's there first.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You wouldn't like, there's not like a fate. You wouldn't have like one person. Like I would. No. There's not Dana.
No.
It's not Randy Couture.
No.
Not Dean Thomas.
No, like, because it's unfair to say that. It's like when people have always said to me, who's your favorite? I truly don't have a favorite because I have a lot of favorites. You know,
fine. If you don't want to play the game.
I can't play the game.
Let's do it this way. Is there anyone that you wouldn't let hold your grandbaby from the MMA fighting community?
Henry Cejudo.
Why? Why do you hate Henry so much?
Because he's
a nice guy. He rode in my car.
He is a nice guy.
He's been in my car.
I drove him. No, you were the Uber driver. Don't make it sound like he wanted to be in your car.
I was his Uber driver. Did you call him yesterday and wish him a happy Cinco de Mayo?
No.
See, that's why he doesn't like you.
I was on the press conference thing yesterday.
Okay.
I was in on it.
Why wouldn't you let Henry Cejudo hold your grandbaby?
Because he may spike her.
You think? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, so it's... I wouldn't... How about this? I wouldn't let a fighter that I don't know. How's that? Is that better?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But to say, you know, who is my favorite, I can't do that.
Like Mark Coleman.
Right.
Like,
who's your favorite daughter? Which one's your favorite daughter?
Oh.
Say it publicly.
The little one.
The little one.
I don't know. They go back and forth daily based on how they act.
So if I was to say a name, whatever name that is, and another one of the names that I'm friendly with happens to walk through, you know, the pizzeria,
right,
so that I wouldn't let that person hold her.
Okay.
First of all, it's not my place to say, hey, hold my baby. What is it, a trophy?
Well, man, I'm just saying. I was just trying to get a little insight on the there's any boundaries of who can hold your granddaughter.
I will say this, that Tito Ortiz was the first person to take a picture with my first grandchild.
Oh, really?
Or the stomach of my first grandchild.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, in Nashville. And
I know there's photos of, you know, Evel Knievel holding your son.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
so.
Yeah. No, Sean's been, he's been in a couple interesting photos.
Right.
Evel. Kyle Petty,
okay,
you know, yeah, at the race. The artist formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
Okay. All
I right. told you my ultimate, you know, if you, this is a better one. What picture would you really like to get? I would really like to get a picture of Caitlyn Jenner holding Sean.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner.
Because Bruce Jenner was held
I've already
once.
Had it, right. I already have a picture of Bruce holding him, and then I want a picture of Caitlyn. Or having Caitlyn sign the photo, because Bruce signed the photo, I believe. So it'd be signed by Bruce Jenner and then Caitlyn Jenner.
Are there memorabilia things out there with people trying to get both signatures like have?
I don't know.
I bet it would be priced. I mean, in your storage locker, maybe you should look for some Wheaties boxes or something that you have.
I think I have a Bruce Jenner Wheaties box.
Do you? Autograph?
So. No, I don't know about autograph.
That would be epic.
You saw the poster that I found, right? Tommy Morrison?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you frame it? You got a frame?
It's in a cheesy frame that I got from the Mart at Wall.
What's going on with the batting gloves? The Philadelphia Phillies?
Oh, I was supposed to bring them. Dang.
What about the Philly batting gloves? You got batting gloves.
I knew that I was supposed to bring something, and I totally forgot.
Yeah. So like, how many pairs of batting? Because I want some batting gloves.
Why? You can have one pair.
Because I'm ready to like play softball with you guys. Like, can we start a team?
I threw all my stuff away.
What do you mean?
I'm done.
Why? Because Pittman left.
No. All right. I'll play under one condition.
Okay.
I don't run it. I have nothing to do with it. And all I do is show up and play.
Well, that's my role. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, the difference is you're not very talented.
You don't know that. You've never seen me hit a golf ball
or a
softball.
I've seen you run.
What do you mean you've seen me run?
I think you run a lot like, and I've been reading up on Forrest Gump.
Yes.
And you run a lot like Tom Hanks did in that Forrest Gump.
Well, thank you. I've been practicing.
Yeah.
But no, I'm pretty good. I can hit a ball. It's easy. We'll get Steve Monroe. We'll bring back the old boys club. We'll do the Tom Brady blowing into a conch shell, and the birds will fly away, and then like all the news team will reassemble.
Well, we could do that. The problem is you would have to call Steve every Wednesday and remind him that we play tonight.
Well, I'll just pick him up.
You could do that too.
See?
His talent is worth picking him up.
Yeah.
Steve Monroe, former world long drive champion.
Can he really hit a ball 400 yards from his knees?
No, not from his knees.
Oh, okay.
No. I think his knees is like 350, 380, something
That's
like that.
Crazy.
Oh, he is without a doubt one of the most talented athletes I've ever been around.
Wow.
You know, I remember, and I know I only have a couple minutes till the top of the hour, but I remember a story. We were playing, my stacked golf team was playing in the Charlie Daniels golf tournament.
Okay.
And I don't
remember.
Was
it in Georgia?
No, it was in Tampa.
Oh, didn't the devil go down to Georgia?
He went down to Georgia because he had a soul to steal, but he didn't have the golf clubs. So that's why the golf tournament was in Florida. So I got a call like the night before that one of my ringers got hurt. He broke his ankle.
Oh.
And so my other two ringers were set to go, and I didn't know what to do. Well, I didn't really know yet. You know, Steve Monroe was my shortstop. Steve Monroe is a superstar. Steve Monroe is awful, you know, awesomely cool. By the way, he sells smoked mullet in Clearwater.
Does he?
We need to go out there. I got some 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
It was killer.
Dude, we could put that on a pizza.
It was. Could you really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the grill right there, a little black, like a little charred a little.
Incredible. So I call him up, and I'm shafted. I need somebody to play. Now, he came out once to a game, and we call him Tiger.
Okay.
But he came out, he had a golf club, and he was like bouncing a golf ball, you know, on the club, right?
Sure.
So I said to him, I'm like, Steve, can you play golf? Are you any good at golf, is what I said. He goes, I'm good at everything I do.
Okay.
Kind of like you.
Yeah,
you know,
same thing.
You know, the same attitude.
We're like brothers.
You're both wrong, but whatever. So he came out, and I have never seen somebody play golf like him.
Wow.
I would put him up against, and I know this is stupid, and I've said stupider things in my time. I would put him up against any golfer that's walking the planet right now.
Really?
Any golfer.
Wow.
I would do that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, his videos that he does when he goes to Walmart and pretends to be a greeter.
It's the funniest thing ever.
And checks all the receipts of people like, and they're like, he doesn't have a uniform or
he's
a mask.
He's like in shorts and flip-flops. And he walks up and goes, excuse me, I need to check your.
Goes through the bag, let me see the bag.
Right.
He's like looking through their bag and. Oh, it's hilarious.
It is funny.
If golf doesn't work out for him, he could always be a TikTok star like Michael Pittman.
Well, he does need to do some. Well, I think he just did one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was a fist fight at his fish fry or something.
That's a great promotion. Fist fights at the fish fry.
It would be good.
See, we could do that in the parking lot.
And liked it.
We could do that right outside.
Well, this is down in some nice areas in Clearwater.
Okay,
So the fish fry and the fist fights would go hand in hand. You know,
literally,
that's for sure. So in the second hour, not only do we have Dave Feldman coming up.
Yes.
We have Mike Perry coming up.
Oh, boy.
We have Nico Price coming up. But we'll look at each fight and maybe we'll do picks. Now, we are going to do picks. So if you're listening now, if you're listening on the replays tonight, you have until Saturday at 6 o'clock.
6:30 is the start of the prelim.
You have to
early prelim.
Saturday at 6:29.
Done.
It has to be in by 6:29.
Done.
And all you have to do is give me your picks.
With Perry coming up, we're going to be testing that dump button.
Well, there's a new feature I started to tell you.
I know.
There is a new feature at the Fathership.
I know.
So we're good to go.
I'm excited.
I'm going to bring on, and it's been forever since I've had the New York badass Phil Baroni on.
Phil Baroni?
And that's because I think in an interview, Phil used the F word 612 times.
He can do better.
That's how many times it was used yesterday.
Was it really?
With the Justin Gaethje and Tony Ferguson.
Is that surprising because ESPN and Disney are so politically correct?
This is the phone press conference. This isn't the fight.
Well, I mean, now that ESPN's driving the ship here, like they're controlling the...
I don't think
so. You don't think they had to clean it up like professionally?
No. Because
you don't see NFL players doing that. You don't see baseball players. Like, you don't see the level up. Is it because it's a fight game that they're allowing it?
I think it's... athletes are used to it. That's the problem. That's why we've had such a issue here on the program, is because so many, 99 out of 100, this being that one, you know, is podcasts, is internet, is whatever,
right,
where you can use language like that.
Because they keep it authentic. You get to be yourself. You don't have to be censored.
Yeah, but you can be authentic without swearing. As long as you don't fly back from Brazil at 6 in the morning.
Well, Eminem said that Will Smith didn't have to cuss to sell records, but he does.
Eminem, the candies?
The rapper.
Oh, I thought it was the commercial, the candy commercials.
No.
Well, what happened to the green? We ate them.
No. Well, I know everything you is about food for you, but this is about a rapper.
From Detroit.
From
8 Mile.
From 8 Mile, where you did the Knockout Radio Live.
We are at the top of the hour. Good stuff. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snapsa. Right back.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3